Hello there, boat lovers from all over the world. This is Russ with Marine Business Growth Solutions from Daytona Beach, Florida, USA, with another episode of Boat Business Talks, where I have the privilege of highlighting special marine businesses all over the place and allow you to learn about them, what they do, where they're from, and so on. And hopefully you'll get some information from them. Maybe you want to do some business with them. Anyway, we're at your service. Hello, everybody out there in internet land. This here is Russ from RST Coaching Academy, Marine Business Growth Solutions, hosting another episode of Boat Business Talks, where I have the pleasure of interviewing people, the businesses that are in the marine industry and making a mark, making a dent in the marine industry. And so I've had the pleasure today of introducing to you my new friend, Harry Casimir. If I'm saying that correctly, I hope I am. And he has a business, marketing business, based in Naples on the west coast of Florida. And it's called Marketing Pro Boat. BoatMarketingPros.com, pardon me. And he's going to tell you about Harry, about himself. He's going to tell you about his business, how he got into it, and all the different things that he offers his clients, whether they're local or around the world, helping them improve their boat business. So without further ado, Harry, thanks for coming on, and let's get going. Tell us about yourself and go for it.
Thank you so much, Wes, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So a little bit about myself, as Wes already told you guys. I'm originally from Haiti, so if you notice the accent, so that's where it's come from. I came here at in teenage year, and I grew up in Boca Raton, Delray Beach area in the East Coast, Florida. And after high school, I joined the military, spent a decent amount of time overseas, spent some time in Afghanistan and Iraq before I moved back to Florida and come to school here, started my business while I was in school at Florida Gulf Coast University. So that's really how I get started in the marine and the web design digital marketing space back in 2005, while I was still active duty.
All right. So that was just a general study, but is it because of your time in the Navy that got you interested in the actual marine business, or how did that transpire? Were you from a boat owning family and cruising family, or what?
Not at all. I grew up very close to the water in Haiti, so that's the ocean water is second nature to me. However, what's very interesting about my background in the digital space is that, so when I joined the military, my specialty is a electrician mate with an advanced Stollies and 400 hertz system. So I work as an electrician. I go to different places and fix electrical things for different boats. I become an advanced specialist. So they would jump me from one ship to the next to fix things and train other team members. That's very interesting. But in the while I was fully active duty in the military, I was stationed in Japan. I also was going to school for my undergrad in computer science. So that's how I started getting really deep into computers. My interest in computers really started the day I landed at the airport in Miami. I was like, I got to get my hands on a computer. That was back in the mid-90s. And as soon as I could, I had my Windows 95. I don't know how I even afford this, to be honest. So that's how I get started and from computer usage. But my background, once I joined the military, my career choice was really electronics and electricity, and that's where really where my interest started. But my study was in computer science, and after my active duty ends, it became a reservist. I started my company as a basic website development company. So I started building website and hosting website for clients, and we eventually built the company into a full service digital marketing agency. So
Now,
services.
define for the audience digital marketing specifically.
So there is a joke in the industry. Digital marketing agency is it more of a fancy word to say that now everybody call themselves we own a marketing agency or we are a marketing agency, digital marketing agency. But at the end of the day, it's a company that specializes in planning, building website, and executing online marketing for businesses. So oftentimes, at least for us, what we do here, we when the client come on board, we looked at what they want to accomplish, and we help them map this out, basically setting goals. And we oftentimes that require a refresh and update of the website, take a look at how they're running their online advertising. And that's really a broad term because online advertising is very, very large. So if you can think of it this way, online advertising has to do with the Google networks, the Meta, which means Facebook and Instagram. You're looking at even programmatic advertising networks such as Spotify and all the different systems that you might hear advertising on. All of those things fall inside the digital marketing realm. So it's all depend on where the client wants what they want to accomplish, what the budget looks like, how aggressive they want to go. And there's a lot of factors into what's ended up executing on the client's behalf. But for the most part, it usually start with planning and a website. That's usually the basic foundation.
Do you find that, and you're working solely in the marine industry?
Correct. We did not start in the marine industry. We so what interesting about how we started is that at one point our digital marketing agency, we had most of our clients were in the real estate and construction space. So, and you know, back in 2008, 2009, what happened? We grew very, very fast, but we lost almost 80% of our client base at that time.
Wonder
So,
why. What a mess.
we recovered very quick. And fast forward to 2010, 11, and 12-ish, we diversified the company more in picking up clients from different industries. But really, in the last two, on the last 4 years, 3, 4 years, we start focusing exclusively on the marine industry space. Primarily boat dealers, boat club, boat rentals, and other boat builders. So we really focus on that specific niche.
Got it. And so, here we are in 2024. The internet's been out, seems like forever, I guess, definitely in the last several years, been very busy on the internet. So when a new client comes on board, don't they already have something going on? Don't they probably already have a website already built out? But obviously, they're not satisfied with the results of their efforts, and so draws them to yourself. But is it not true that most of them already have, by this, late time, they already have something going on? So it's not like it's a scratch thing, unless you probably are really excited to work with a startup because you get to be on the very ground floor and help them build all the way up. But so what is it? Somebody comes in and says, I've got this going on and I need help. And there you are. You say, well, that's what we do, right?
Right, that's what we do. Yep.
So then if they have a website, then you must look at that website That's part of your process
Yes.
to evaluate it and offer tips and what could make it better. Are you doing this yourself, or do you have a staff that specializes in some of these different areas of like website design, the social media thing and all that, a specialty, for a person that focus on that part of the business?
Yeah, so we have a team. We are a team of 12 right now in-house. So, and again, we are a US-based company, located here, as was mentioned, in Southwest Florida. So you can actually stop in the office, although most of my team are remote. Some of them live 2 miles from the office, but they're remote. But yes, what we do when a client come to us, we do an initial audit of what they have, of the current online presence. And typically that's include, that really started with website, because most of the client that we work with are brick and mortar. They have a front store, whether it's a boat dealer, a boat club. So people actually physically have to come to their businesses. So oftentimes your website is very, very critical. I often say your website is one of the best employee you can have, if you can think of it this way. It's up 24/7, doesn't really complain much, if and then it just needs you to take care of the basic information on it. And it's very similar in terms of how you take care of the website is what you get out of it. This is really straightforward in terms of making sure your website is optimized so that the search engines can index your website properly and the content, and then that content also be seen by when people search for, whether it's for your services, for your products, or maybe for your company's brand name or the different product you carry in general.
Right.
So
So
it is very, very important.
this optimization you mentioned here, that's the SEO, the search engine optimization, correct? That's what that's all about.
Correct. And it's optimization. Sometimes it's when we use it in terms of SEO, which stands for search engine optimization, then it has to do with SEO itself. And depending on how that SEO is structured, sometimes it has to do with the technical SEO within the website itself. Sometimes it has to do with local SEO, that's include the Google Maps and Apple Maps and Microsoft Maps. And then there is the really more strategic content development from an SEO perspective. That's where optimization for SEO stand for. But when we talk about other optimization, whether it's the optimizing your campaign, whether really means make it better, analyzing it, figure out what's wrong with it, and then executing on those things to make it better.
So when you're when a maybe a product or service is being described on the website, are there ways to do that in such a manner that lends itself to, I guess they call it organic optimization? Things that can be said or highlighted or whatever. There's, in other words, there's ways to say the same thing in such a way that would lend itself to a better SEO optimization thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there is a lot into it. So kind of brief history about SEO. So back in the early 2000s, almost anyone, if you can think of a website ideas today, fast back to 2000, and you can write a decent piece of content, and if it's unique enough, sometimes it doesn't even have to be unique, and you put a lot of keywords and you put a lot of content in there, there's a good chance you will be ranking very fast, because that's how Google was ranking you. Let's take Google as the primary search engine in the United States. So, for example, let's say tomorrow you and I decide to, I don't know, become boat builders, and we decided to call Harry and Wasp boats, and then we just build this. I tell you, within a week, we could be ranking top of Google. As Google algorithm becomes smarter, and more updates come out, and more people competing for the same keywords, key phrases, and services. Now, Google's starting to prioritize based on the lots of different factors. There are hundreds and hundreds of different factors how you get ranked and how you get placed on a search term. So, for example, if someone searched for boat builder in Miami, for you to be ranking for that keyword, there's a ton of factors, not just try to get that keyword on your website, but also how you tell Google this is your category of business, how you write content specifically about boat builders in Miami, and how you structure your website. The speed of your website matters. Those tags you put on your website matters. The structure of the page itself. So when
Cool.
you put a header, subheader, the paragraphs, and even those bullet points on your website are critical on how the search engine looked at you. Because there are tons of other people that take the time to do this, and sometimes their content even better than yours, even your content better than them. But if you don't structure it well, Google might give them priority over you. So there's a lot of little factors into how you search, how you get ranked, and how you get found for a specific keywords. This is why I usually tell clients it's very, very important. It's not what you think and what's the keyword that get you excited, because a keyword that get you and I excited about our business is not the same keyword your client's searching for. And there are a ton of tools out there that can help you find out what your client, your audience is looking for and searching for. And Google, for example, Google Trends have that information. It's freely available. Google Keyword Planners actually give you the keywords that you should be looking for. And also a good site audit can give you an idea what your website looks like from a search engine eye. It tells you the speed of the website, the structure of the website, and everything that need to be changed so that you can get a legged up on the search result.
Sheesh, that's a whole science into that, isn't there? You
Yes,
know?
it takes a minute.
Yeah, when they came out with this stuff, these algorithms and all the specific things they're looking for, it actually did open up a whole new industry called SEO, you know, didn't it? For people like yourself that have become very well versed on that. And for an individual business owner to be proficient in that world can be a big time study all by itself. Like you mentioned, Google Trends. Well, I just heard of that recently. I'd never heard of it before, you know. It's probably been around a while, but I just heard of it recently. And so it can be like a full-time job to study that concept of search engine optimization and know how to put stuff where. Now, when you're mentioning keywords, it started out with just a meta tag, a keyword meta tag, where you've got a list of all these little phrases or words separated by commas that you have, you know, up in your heading, right?
Right.
But it sounds to me like it has really progressed far beyond that now, and that you've got to have your content optimized in order to attract Google's attention.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Actually, with Google change the algorithm every chance they have. Let me just, I was gonna say every 5 seconds, but that's too fast.
Close, close, yeah.
But it seemed that way. And those changes sometimes for better or worse. And you're right. It's not just about I want to rank for that keyword, and you cannot stuff keyword, and actually you get penalized for it anyway. So you cannot just say I'm gonna use this keyword 300 times on the page, you actually automatically get penalized.
Oh my goodness.
So you may not get ranking for that specific keyword you think you're doing well for. So, but you're right, the content becoming more important than ever now, because and that was way before AI become big, and we can chat in a second about AI, what AI, the impact of AI, how it really affect advertising online now. But what Google had been doing way before AI become very big is Google look at the content, the structure of your content. So now it actually looking at not just the structure alone, but the quality of the content and the relevancy of the content, the expertise level of the content that get pushed out. So for example, if for tomorrow, for example, you someone randomly, you are a boot dealer that's, I don't know, you carry, let's say you carry Chris Craft, you carry the Grilli White and Robalo, for example, and out of nowhere on your website, you start talking about, I don't know, Boston Whaler, but you don't carry Boston Whaler, and let alone you don't even have a used boat at Boston Whaler on your dealer website, but now you're talking about Boston Whaler and so forth. The algorithm can actually detect that, huh, I wonder why this guy focused so much on Boston Whaler when it's clearly carried that even their own inventory carry only the following brand. So
Wow.
the algorithm becomes smarter, and hence why you may not be ranking. And like going back to that same example, so if someone were to search, for example, Boston Whaler dealer in Miami, even though you write a lot for that keyword and you probably have the best content in town, that does not guarantee you will be showing up on the search result, because Google knows and the algorithm knows this is not your focus. Your focus is Chris Craft, Grilli White, and the Robalo.
Wow, how does it know that? Man, oh
So
man.
and so this is why it's so critical for as a business owner, is either you know this stuff just, or you hire someone that really have a good understanding of SEO itself, but not just SEO, because having an understanding of SEO is the beginning, but understanding your industry. And this is what differentiates a digital marketing agency that is just a digital marketing agency versus the one that very niche focus.
Oh,
Because a niche
yeah.
focus for us, we manage dealers from West Coast to East Coast, from Wisconsin to Miami. We can tell you what are some of the top keywords people search for right in the middle of the country. We can tell you how to structure your homepage, your about page, and your service page so that you can get ranked, because we already seen how the other two, four, five, six dealers rank for them. So we have the experience, and this is what may differentiate us from really going with any other agency. Again, I'm not saying that other agency cannot do a good job, but they're learning this. We have the data from experience, for example, to share.
So, folks, listen to what he's saying here. You need somebody to help optimize your website. But if you're in the marine industry, you need a marine professional to do that for you because they know the ins and outs and what works and what doesn't work for the marine industry. So, excuse me. So, if you need your heart, surgery on your heart, a general surgeon can do maybe some stuff there. But wouldn't you rather have a heart surgeon do the surgery on your heart? And that's what the point I'm making here. In the marine industry, have a marine marketing professional do the surgery on your website. Oh, wow. Is Google coming out with all this stuff just to maintain power over the internet, or do they really they think they're doing it, making it better, or is it just to drive everybody crazy?
That is a mixture. It's a mixture, I guess, of all, if I could say that. But I think sometimes it's for better, because if you think about the wave of AI in the last couple of years, artificial intelligence really taking over, which means anybody can wake up tomorrow and write content. But to write good, intelligent, expert level content, it requires knowledge of the specific industry, the product and services, and I mean, about the company or the area that you are talking about. So for Google and the business to give you and I good, solid information, if you can think of it this way. So when we go to Google and we search for something, let's say we search for, I don't know, tree services in Delray Beach, Florida. And then the first thing that pop up, it's a blog post about tree services at the dealership that has nothing to do with tree service itself. Guess what happened? If I click on that link, now I'm mad. Why did Google send me to a boat dealer? I'm looking for tree services. My intent was clear. My intent was I'm searching for tree services in Delray Beach. Why would you send me to a boat dealer? So it's the same thing, because Google in that business to give me good quality content. And when Google send me to a website, they want to be 100% sure that I will get the information I'm looking for. So that is why Google rank website over website. And sometimes you and I can be searching for the same term, but if we're not in the same location, we get different result. End part is because it's fairly random. One, two, Google want to make sure that your information and my information, if both of us are equal, we have equal share of the search result. So to answer your question, I think it's a combination of all, but I think it's also to make search engine better. Now, does it make us work a little bit harder? Of course, because it requires us to keep up with what they do
You have to keep up with their changes
all the
and
time. All
what the latest and greatest trend is in the whole thing. From a website content perspective, is there a general thought that more is better or less is better on a web page, information wise?
It's a combination, because you serve two bosses here. You are creating content for the end user to read and understand, and then you are creating content for the search engine to read and understand and index that content so that when someone search for that specific content, it shows. So you are serving two masters. Because of that, you almost have to have the perfect balance. And when it comes to content, too much content is not good. Like everything else in life, too much of it, yeah, you might want to think twice. But the same thing, too little content sometimes can really get you out of search engines' favorite. So you do want to balance out your content fairly good enough where the amount is almost perfect, where the search engine can understand what you're saying, and your content is unique. And the content you provide can be indexed so that when someone search for that content, they find it and they can find relevancy, and it's good for them. It's a good use of content.
That's an interesting point. Like you said, you're serving two masters, the end user, the viewer, the visitor to the website, and then in the background, what Google's going to think of this thing.
Exactly.
Are they going to like it? Are they going to index it and put it out, so it hits the searches properly?
Yep.
Wow, that's a whole world right there, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The other aspect of what you're doing, Harry, is in the social media world. And that requires an expertise. Does it require a marine expertise as much as web design does?
I would say, yeah, to some degree, yes. Social media is a very interesting space, because most people They hate it, especially people that in that space, in the marine space, but it's the necessary evil. And for you to do it well, to some degree, you have to lack it. And most people don't want to be posting all the time. People prefer to take content. This is why oftentimes I always tell our clients, it's either you outsource this to someone, or you have someone in the house do this for you, just that.
Time
Because social,
consuming. That's very time consuming.
it is very, very time consuming. Not only you have to get the content, create the content, manage the content, and it's not just one space. Yes, you can. There are a lot of tools out there. You can schedule these posts, but you still have to really. There is no consistency across platform where I take one picture and that picture is relevant everywhere. You actually have to adjust them a little bit for each platform, which make it even harder. So
Yeah. Oh,
what
geez.
you that's why you need someone that understand this, their way in and out. But also it helps for someone that understand your industry. Because we know, depending, if I post a picture today on your social media, if I just post a boat, say, hey, come see this boat, whereas just the boat and maybe some information, if I take that same boat, change the background, put it underwater, and put a dog right on top of the in front of that boat, I know I'm going to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times more view, more engagement, more comments on that same boat than you just did. So there's a lot of things that we know that work extremely well because we have tested those. We work with other clients that have done this. So that's the advantage you get when you work with someone that work in the industry, understand the industry, and done this before.
Perfect. And this is a service that you folks offer
Yes.
in-house to your clients. And
All
this
right.
is, and the things that you offer, are they kind of a la carte? One client may say, look, all I want you to do is my website. Another one might say, you know, let's leave the website alone. I need help with social media. Am I correct that they can pick and choose what they want you to specialize in?
Oftentimes when clients come to us, this is why we don't just say coming in and get this, because we want to understand. For us, I feel like for me to serve you as a business owner, director of marketing, manager, whoever you might be, for me to serve you, I need to understand what you need, where you are, where you want to go. And oftentimes clients think that they want social media marketing, but then when they come to us, social media marketing may be part of the play, but that's not what you really need. Maybe what you really need is to restructure your website and launch maybe a pay-per-click campaign, or maybe you don't need pay-per-click campaign. Maybe the content of your marketing is not right. You're not talking to the right audience. So there's a lot of factors we looked
Wow.
into before we determine what's the course of action. This is why we don't say coming in and we do your website. Of course, we will take a look at that for you. But then in an ideal world, we want to talk to you first, have a good understanding of where you want to go, where have you been, and maybe we can figure out how to get you there. And there are clients that's come to us, we simply won't be able to help them because maybe they have a goal that we don't have the capacity to help them with, or maybe they're not a fit for us. And this is why it's so critical for us to understand what is it that you want to
Yeah.
accomplish.
And so you're not offering a cookie cutter, one size fits all solution. It is tailored
Correct.
to the specific client that you're working with. Whether
Correct.
somebody that is a startup obviously needs help, or someone who's been running this business, this dealership, or whatever it might be for 20 years, but knows that there's more.
Yes.
I think might have been, you may have heard this. I think it was Bill Gates that coined this expression, high tech, but high touch. And that's what you're offering. You're offering the high tech of these things, these services, but you're offering, you're starting with the high touch of the relationship of getting inside that client's head and understanding what they're after, where they're from, where they're going, and how you
Exactly.
help them. I mean, that's really admirable. Folks, I hope you're listening because that's important stuff to know. Another thing, would you be involved also in the email marketing world?
Yeah, so that's part of our overall. So all we have a program here called the Web Vantage program. It's a blueprint that we create to help clients get to where they need to be very quickly. This is why we want to understand where you are first. So with that, when we have a discussion with you, a few of the things you will notice that I ask people if you ever get into one of the strategy discovery call with me or one of my team members here, we will ask you what are some of the goals that you have for the next 12 months, 24 months. We want to know those. And the reason is because we know understanding where you want to be, we can determine some of the key element that applies. And newsletter is probably one of the most underrated, most underutilized marketing tools on almost every business, well, smaller businesses hands today. Almost most businesses that I interact with, my first interaction with them, they are not using email. And I'm like, why? Why not? If
So
you are
they don't have a list,
No,
probably.
most of them do.
Well, they
So if you
do.
think of it, if you're in business for 5, 10 years, let's take a random example of a boat rental business, for example. Clearly, if you've been in business for the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, there is plenty of clientele, customers that have come to your door, rent those business, rent from you. And almost every one of them, somewhere, somehow, should be giving you their email address, their phone number. So with that information alone, and this is why we don't say, you come to us, we build you a website, you're done. Because if you tell me you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, the other question I ask you, where's your client database at? Do you have a CRM to maintain that information? And if you do, then oh, why are we talking about the website first instead of why don't we get some client on the door first? Right? Because if you have a database with 4 or 5,000 people, maybe a couple, even a couple hundred people, why don't we run one of our specials? Summer's coming up, spring break is just popping up in Florida. Why don't you send those people a special? Say, hey, stop by, get 10% off. And from that campaign alone, you can cascading other campaign to bring more people in. So this is why I think newsletter is probably one of the most underutilized piece of marketing most small businesses ignore and should use more. And
And
that's why I was saying.
when you have a client list, I'm understanding these days that a lot of people just ignore most of the emails that they get in their inbox. But if a client has a customer list and they send out an email, that recipient is going to see who it's from and is more likely to open it up than if I sent them an email just clear out of the blue and they say, well, who's this Russ Thomas guy from Marine Business Growth Solutions? I don't want that. And they
Right.
discard it. But if they get an email from Joe's Boat Rental that they've been to and used their services numerous times, they're more likely to open it up, right?
Exactly.
Good deal. Another part of that subset here of this sending out stuff is the text messaging. That's another new world, isn't it?
Yes, it
And
is.
I suppose you take advantage of that. You have systems that can take there. Now, that's another deal where it seems to be getting regulated
Yes.
by our favorite government. And so you've got to be careful in how that's taken care of. No doubt you have you've got the knowledge and the ins and outs and how to do that so that they don't get that your client doesn't get in trouble.
Right.
Wow. So you're really What haven't I mentioned? We've done the web design, we've done the optimization, we've done the email marketing, now the SMS messaging, text messaging. What else? What else do you guys do?
So, in addition to that, part of our overall omnipresence solution, we include pay-per-click as well. So, PPC, which is part of oftentimes is associated with Google, but that can be associated with most of other businesses, including Google and Meta to some degree, because Meta run their ads a little bit different. Sometimes it's based on performance, based on views. But yes, that's part of what we offer as well. But another component on our arsenal is really kind of a small consulting that we do to understand where you are. So many businesses, especially in the marine space, what I found is many of them have a lot of disjointed system. So a lot of different system all over the place. So they may not have a true lead management, lead life cycle system. They don't have a true CRM. CRM stands for customer relationship management. They don't have that in place. They may not have a true system that so that when a new leads coming in, they have, two, three, four, five, maybe a dozen, a few dozen salespeople on the floor. Those people don't have a systemized way to get those leads in place. So when we come in, we don't do the sales for you, but we try to understand how you currently operate from a lead generation and lead management perspective, because that's very, very critical. And oftentimes, about 70% of the time, if you don't get back to a lead within the first 5 minutes, 15 minutes, you lose that lead. And this is has proven. So how do you get back to those leads on a timely fashion so that you can ensure you give every one of your sales team members a chance? Well, you automate part of that process. So this is why at our own company, we customize a CRM with lead management system just for marine businesses. So whether you're a dealer, you're a boat club, boat rental, once you become one of our clients, we put you inside a system that's automated a lot of the work for you, including sending SMS on your behalf automatically.
Wow. Anything else?
No, that's really it. Again, that there's a lot we could talk about digital marketing for days right now.
Yeah.
But if I could add one last thing from a marketing perspective, and I have at least two webinars just on this and a few other videos on YouTube and on our website. But if you own a front store business, whether it's a dealer or any other businesses, it's very, very critical to ensure that you take over and take advantage of your Google business profile. Google Business Profile is becoming more powerful by the day. That's part of SEO itself, but it's becoming, if you can think of it this way, Google Business Profile is almost like its own social media for just the business.
Yeah.
And one of the things that it allows you to do, actually, blog posts on your website could automatically get posted in your Google Business Profile. Events that you are attending. So, for example, if you go into the West Palm Boat Show, Miami Boat Show, that event should be in your Google Business Profile. But before all of that, what you may want to do is do an audit on your Google Business Profile, because that's becoming more critical than ever on how people find you online nowadays. You remember how I was telling you earlier, your proximity matters. So when someone search for boat dealer near me, wherever that person is, and if your dealer is well optimized on Google Business Profile, then there's a good chance you be found on that map. So this is why I want to share with you. It's so critical. If you have not claimed your business profile on Google, please do that. And there are a lot of other ways you can go about, but make sure you at least have access to it and put that information in your business on your website, and that make sure that information is consistent across the board for you.
And you help clients do that also,
Yeah, that's one of the things that
right?
we take care of.
Yeah. I don't know if you call yourself this or not, your company, but I just wrote this down. You're a one-stop shop. You are actually, and you said it earlier, omnipresent. So you are an omnipresent one-stop shop for all of a marine business's needs in terms of the digital marketing world.
Yes, sir.
I put that
Thank you.
succinct, and Google would love that statement, I'm sure.
I like it.
Anyway, so as we wind down here, Harry, any last comments or thoughts that you could offer to our audience that hopefully would be prospective clients for yours?
So one last thing I could say is that the world is changing. Everything is changing, including ourselves. We're getting older. So because of that, you have to change your perspective as well. And it's actually it hurts when I see so much potential in some businesses out there by they could just simply make a basic update to their online profile, whether it's their website, the Google business I just mentioned, the social media profile, that alone could really help you get there. And oftentimes, even your best friend refer you to someone, there's a good chance you're gonna try to Google that person's information. Think of it this way for as well for your business. So when someone refer, whether that someone know you or don't know you, there's a good chance they will search for your name, for your business name or product and services. That's why you want to put your best foot forward. A lot of time you have only one chance. So that's why you don't want to look bad. No one wants to look bad online. So that is why you want to have at least a decent website. When someone comes in, they know, okay, this is the person I want to do business with, because if they do this and that correctly, they are at least decent at what they do. And
Right.
oftentimes it's a misjudgment, right? Because some of us, like a good chef, oftentimes is not the best manager, right? But that's how people judge people. The first impression they get is on your website.
Yeah.
So get your website up to speed. There's a ton of way to do so. And at my company, we offer free audit. We'd be more than happy to create a free audit for you and send it over to you. With a quick video overview on what to look for, what you should improve, and there is no cost to you. We'd be more than happy to help.
Awesome. That's a great way to get started with someone. And so people say, I need help. My business needs help. How are they going to get a hold of you, Harry?
I'm very easy to find to find that. So if you go to bootmarketingpros.com. Again, boatmarketingpros.com. You will find us there. There's a big button that says book a call. If you click that, you would just walk to my calendar and just book a time with me. Or one of my team members will be there to talk to you. But
Okay.
I'm also easy to find. Search for Harry Kazemi. Find me on LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm everywhere. So cannot really miss me. And I would love,
Awesome.
I'm waiting to talk to you. We don't even have to talk about website. There's plenty of other businesses and things that we can talk about.
All right. And you have a phone number to give out as well?
Yes, our business phone number is 239 3 362 1271.
Okay.
Yep.
People can reach you whether on the internet, whether on your website or by phone, or of course you're everywhere. You're omnipresent
Yeah.
on social media as well. So anyway, hey, this has been great, very informative, and hope people have been watching and listening and taking notes of what you're all about, what you have to offer. So folks, there we have it. Another episode of Boat Business Talks, where we talk about businesses in the boat business world. And this is for you to get acclimated to learn more about some of the businesses that are out there and how they can be of service to you. So this has been a great one. Marketing, I actually teach a seminar on three aspects of business. It's a triangle. We've got marketing, we have sales, and operations. Okay. And they're all important in business. Harry's expertise is in the marketing world, getting the prospect's attention, getting the hook in their mouth and their interest, and getting the world to see that you're out there. So that's what they do. Then I come along and teach people how to sell stuff, and then how to operate and run the business. But anyway, so that's what we're all about. We're all about helping you folks. So anything Harry can do, he gave you the information. Anything I can do, you can contact me, marinebusinessgrowthsolutions.com, 386-286-2450. We are at your service. And until next time, we say over and out, and catch you later. Take care. Happy boating. Bye-bye. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Boat Business Talks, where we talked about some boat businesses and how they can maybe be of service to you. It's been my pleasure to be able to present this to you, Marine Business Growth Solutions. Anything I can do for you, feel free to contact me at marinebusinessgrowthsolutions.com, or you can give me a call at 386-286-2450. Until next time, happy sailing.